Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chance Show. Oh, gosh. Oh, I didn't have the volume up. Sorry. Yes, it's made also by me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chance Show. And, I just stormed into the studio after a fast walk. I'm a little out of breath, but I'll announce the tracks that are coming up, and then we can get the show underway. Let's see if we can raise the volume a little bit here for my mic, because otherwise it's hard to hear me. Yes. Okay, what we're going to do is, first, if I can get my list out. Oh, I've got a sweatshirt on. I can't reach my pocket in my shirt. But now I have, and the first track is, it's called, I have to bring my computer closer to my face, Munaya by Makumba. And then there's the Painter Song by Nora Jones. And the third one in this set will be Airmail Special by David Grisman, John Hartford, Mike Seeger, and I think some others perhaps, but they're not listed. But anyway, so that's how we're going to start today. Yeah, whew, and I can take my jacket off and get comfortable. But anyway, Munaya, Munaya. Munaye. Ah, Munaye. Anyway, here it is.
Tata, If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie. If that's the only way for you to be with me, we'd be there together, just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see. And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face, and I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. Climb inside the swirling skies to be. Inside the swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.
Left New York this morning early, packed with mails a one high, sailing through the Wazoo yonder. It's that airmail special on the fly. Listen to her motors humming, see her streaking through the sky like a bird that's flying homeward. It's an airmail special on the fly. Over plains and high-top mountains, over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty gallant warrior, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over clouds so dark and stormy, over rugged peaks so high, hurrying mail to California, it's that airmail special on the fly. Watch her circle for a landing. Hear her motor's coughing sigh. Now she's coming down the runway. It's that airmail special on the fly.
Yeah, that was no less. Oh, sorry. Now I've gotten a bit taken apart. Just, oh yeah, that was stay. That was Airmail Special by David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. And before that was the Painter song by Nora Jones. And we started off with Munaya. I finally found out how to pronounce it by hearing them sing it, by Mukumba, who were a great group. We saw them live. Well, my friend Chris and I and Christina saw them live in Leeds. And wow, they were just amazing. I loved them. Anyway, Mukumba, they come back. Look for them. You won't be able to see John Hartford. He's passed. But I don't know about David Grisman and Mike Seeger. But anyway, on we go. Next up is Stay In or Stay Out, Pass the Duchy, by Chris Ardoin and Double Clutchin', of course. Yeah. And then there's Bear Hop Creek by John Hartford. Well, he's doing a repeat performance here. And Castles Made of Sand by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, definitely long gone. And we'll end up with October Song by Kathy Mattia. So that's what's coming next. So stay in or stay out. That's the name of the song.
You double clutch. You street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who before he was 10 played war games in the woods with his Indian friends, and he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow, he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea. Eventually. Was a young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life, and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she'd never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
A cold October sky. The geese are calling, and it's really anyone's guess how long before the snowflakes fly. And when I'll be over you, there's just no way to say when. As it is, I still miss you so. But I keep praying and waiting for that day when I can finally let you go. And when at last I drift to sleep, those dreams of you come back to keep me wishing I were lying in your arms. Those memories of when we made love are just so hard to let go of. Who am I supposed to be when there's so much of you? Keep searching for that sunrise that lets me know this heartache's disappeared. But every evening, all I can see is your eyes, reminding me that you're not here. Now the leaves are falling and the wind is growing colder, The ground will soon be painted white with snow. And still I wonder, while bidding farewell to October, when I can finally let you go. When I can finally let you go.
Ooh. Yeah, that was Kathy Mattea with October Song. She was here in... at City Hall, in the not the big part of it, but this part around the other side, and I saw her there, and it was quite nice. She did sing a song called "Mercy Now" that I heard Mary. Oh gosh, I forgot her name, last name, but the lady who originally sang it, who wrote it, and wow, I was glad to be introduced to that song. But Kathy Mattea, nice. It's a great voice. Castles Made of Sand, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yeah. Whew. Wonder what he would have done if he'd lasted. But he did leave some great stuff anyway. And let's see. The Bear Creek Hop by John Hartford. I saw him in Colorado once at a festival. Yeah, interesting experience. Yeah, he was really great. And Stay In or Stay Out, Pasta Ducci by Chris Ardoin and Double Clutchin. Yeah. So on we go to Oedipus Rex by Tom Lehrer, Ode to My Family by the Cranberries, Lose My Soul, the Buffalo Skinners, and Out of Jail by Waylon Jennings, whose half-sister I lived with back when. Oh, I love to drop names. So many people do. Anyway, but these things really happen, so I guess that's half okay. Oedipus Rex to start.
It seems that most of the songs that you hear these days on the radio, played by the disc jockeys, apart from rock and roll and other children's records, tend to be motion picture title songs. Apparently, producers feel that we will not attend their movies unless we have the titles well drilled into our heads in advance. Of course, we don't go anyway, but at least this way they make back on the song some of what they've lost on the picture. But with the rise of the motion picture title song, we have such hits of the past few years as The Ten Commandments, Mambo, Brothers Karamazov, Cha-Cha, Incredible Shrinking Man, I Love You. I'm sure you're all familiar with these, but a few years ago, a motion picture version appeared of Sophocles' immortal tragedy, Oedipus Rex. This picture played only in the so-called art theaters, and it was not a financial success. And I maintain that the reason it was not a financial success you're way ahead of me was that it did not have a title tune which the people could hum and which would make them actually eager to attend to this particular flick. So I've attempted to supply this, and here then is the prospective title song from Oedipus Rex. From the Bible to the popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. Once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index, 'cause he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all they had to admit that he loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother now and then, have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that. You may find yourself with a quite complex complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex. The outpatients are out in force tonight, I see. Good. Now...
I sat at a bar having a beer, trying to hold down the stew, when a stranger walked in, stood there beside me, and plopped down there like a fool. He started drinking, then he started talking about things that were wrong in his life. The more that I heard, the more I believed, the thing that was wrong was his wife. 'Cause this is what he had to say. You talk about beauty. When we first met, she was all that a man could desire. Talk about love. One night with her would set your very soul afire. But love's little flame is out of control. It's about 3 feet high from behind. Ever since we've been married, well, I've come to believe that love is for the dumb and the blind. No offense. 'Cause you talk about ugly. When she gets mad, she goes from Jekyll to Hyde. She grits her teeth, her eyes roll back, pivot from side to side. She completely rewrites the whole English language, descriptive, four-lettered, loud. Now, I can't outthink her, but I can sure outdrink her. That's what I'm doing here now. I've spent 7 years with a wrong woman, 7 going on 8. And she spent 7 years a nagging and eating. I'm overwrought and she's overweight. If I try leaving, she has me arrested. Takes her own sweet time getting me out. If she ain't number one, well, she's in the top two. Things that I could live without. Men commit murder and all kinds of mayhem. In a few years, they're back on the streets. Highway robbery and white-collar crime. And they laugh at the system they beat. Sometimes I'm tempted, sometimes I'm ashamed of the things that the law will allow. I could have killed her when I first met her, and I'd have been out of jail by now. I could have killed her when we first met, and I'd have been out of jail by now.
Waylon Jennings with a track called Out of Jail. Yeah, that wasn't a good solution, I think, for his problem, but anyway. Before that, we heard Lose My Soul by the Buffalo Skinners. I normally wouldn't like that title of their group, but I like the song, so there you go. And Ode to My Family by the Cranberries. I think Dolores Reardon was the lead singer, and she's passed. Oh, my. Oedipus Rex by Tom Lehrer. His humor is, I think, from the 50s, but it holds up really well, I think. Yeah. Anyway, well, time for a mini rant. Very mini, but it'll be a rant. Mr. Trump, Mr. Orange, has gone berserk. And I do hope this country stands up to him and says, no, you can't do that. You can't just take over Greenland like that. You can't invade Venezuela or other countries. And mostly the U.S. Congress has to step down and say, no, cut it out, you. And I think Venezuela gave Trump a sense of like, oh, well, I can do that. Now I can do all these other things I've been ranting about. Good Lord. Anyway, end of mini rant. He definitely has to be stopped because he is well on his way to being a total dictator, really, because he thinks he can do anything. And so far, he's been able to get away with most of it. He's got to be stopped. Anyway, on we go. Next up, Our Little Town by Greg Brown. Our Town by Iris DeMent. I'm into a town phase here. And Your Town Now by Greg Brown. So Greg Brown gets two swipes at this one. Anyway, here's Our Little Town, Greg Brown.
Now the railroad came generations ago, and the town grew up as the crops did grow, and the crops grew well, and the town did too. They say it's dying now, and there ain't a thing we can do. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The cost goes up, what we make comes down. What's gonna happen to our little town? Summer's full of thunder, the kids run and play. Mama got a new wrinkle, Papa ain't got much to say. Rust grows along the railroad track. The young folks leave, they don't come back. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. Boards go up, the signs come down. And what's gonna happen to our little town? Tom lost his farm, and we lost Tom. He left in the night, I don't know where he's gone. What he'd lost, he just couldn't face. And what we're losing, it can't be replaced. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The reason we're here is the farms around. So what's gonna happen to our little town? We've seen hard times many times before, and maybe this whole thing is just one more. It never was perfect, maybe no one's to blame. See it die like this, it's a goddamn shame. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. But what's gonna happen to our little town?
Our town. Can't you see the sun getting down on our town, on our town. Good night. Up the street beside the red neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know, the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. It's here I had my babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, 'cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I can see the sun has gone down on my town, on my town. Good night. Good night.
I used to go out quite a lot, chase to chase and shot to shot. I'm all done with that somehow, and it's your town now, your town now. These days the mighty eagle sings. Money and material things and the almighty Dow. And it's your town now, your town now. From the mountains to the plains, all the towns are wrapped in chains, and the little that the law allows, and it's your town now, it's your town now. Where are the young bands gonna play? Where the old beatnik's gonna stay? Not before some corporation bow. And it's your town now, it's your town now. So be careful, everyone. Cops can get careless with their guns, and then they slip off somehow. And it's your town now, it's your town now. It's and I hope you do. Oh, I see in your eyes that you know how. And it's your town now, your town now. Don't let them take the whole damn deal. Don't give up on what you really feel. Ah, the small and local must survive somehow. If it's gonna be your town now, is it gonna be your town now? Is it gonna be your town now? Is it gonna be?
Yeah, Greg Brown, your town now. And before that was Iris Dement, who I always thought before I knew, heard her sing, that she was demented, but she's not. Iris Dement with Our Town and Our Little Town by Greg Brown again. So we'll finish up here with, we don't have that much time. I'm going to go for, I can't pronounce this one either. Wheel Cabo by Idrissa Sumaro from Mali. I think it's an unusual song.
Dumuni muna banso Take ko temo so ron taro na ngolo jo sin to wala sani la soche Muna ni ma unde ni do ye ji na nga wa do nga yoro lo nyogo fe Ni ni no ma ki ko ni di mi na Itele ne fer gwa ngulo ko ngulo tesu tese ka bon fe nge ji la Che sa na bon na bona Nako fanaka kono ya dimina ina lale mangame pabe una. Hey, hey, why? Ina foka satoni, jaga jaga zatote. Manam ko dum wuliye kala ka karate karate. San jiriche ka woye le wo pafe ka opiya kan wuranentu. Chey sama rabo na bona wo wo. Chey wuli ka bona bona. Kinse bintiye. Surota bolengono we nanke sekese tuguni sani la luje mono kanyini ngalike asubana deni walemi uni tuma ki walet leni yororo iberna ho jaga jaga tlemi yorota iwale nje soroti da chei sama ngabo nabona wo chei wuli kabona bona.
This track is called Quili Capo by Idrissa Samoraro, something like that. Anyway, this is Dale Lefebvre, I pronounced that right, for the Max Chance Show, and I'll be back after the break.
Che wuli ka bona bona.